Hello, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of The Awesome with Cody. I'm your host, as usual, Cody. And today we're continuing our April theme of the Ultimate Marvel comic books. It's Marvel Ultimate Marvel Universe of comic books, I guess you really say. I shouldn't say comic books. Oh, these are the Ultimate books. I should read these. The first episode this month was The Ultimates, which is the Ultimate Marvel Universe's version of the Avengers. Last week I did Ultimate Iron Man. This week I'm doing Ultimate X-Men. I'm pretty sure I said I was going to do this in a different order, and I forgot which that order was, and I read them whichever I read them. So, you know, whatever. There's been Ultimate X-Men and Ultimate Spider-Man both have had a very long history of books that were released in them. So again, quick synopsis of the Ultimate Universe is essentially a more modernized retelling of all the classic Marvel characters, everybody in the Avengers, Captain America, Iron Man, Thor, Hawkeye, Black Widow, Ant-Man, all those different ones, as well as the X-Men, Spider-Man, Fantastic Four, which I unfortunately didn't do this month. I should have done that because there's a lot of fun stuff in that, but I did Iron Man because I thought I liked those stories a lot too. But anyways, so and they did Ultimate Blade and all sorts of different fun stuff in there. So there are a grand total of essentially 57 issues. There are a couple one-offs, there's two annuals, a crossover event, two crossover events, because there's one with the Fantastic Four, and I think one half issue, which I'll talk a little bit about, I think I'll get to. There's 57, there's 57 issues in the original run, and then, the second run they did called, Ultimate Comics X-Men, which later was done, I want to say, by Nick Spencer. Yeah, called Ultimate Comics X-Men, which was essentially different run of everything, really. It doesn't matter. It's a really good one too. I like that one a lot. It wasn't the main books that I'm talking about. It did lead to a lot of things, a lot of good miniseries in that one as well. But I don't think that's considered in the 100 issues of these books. Because I want to say, is there 100? Or I want to say there was 100 total because of the Robert Kirkman went to all the way to 100, right? Because Ultimatum, Aaron Collette was the one that did Ultimatum. Yeah, it was 100 issues. There's a lot of people who wrote on this these series of books, and I'm going to go over them and a little bit what they've done outside of this. Just know that there's so many beyond amazing artists and writers that worked on these books. So I'll go over, I think, almost all of them. Maybe not. I don't know. There's so many. I pulled up that list already. Writers. You had some main writers were Mark Miller. You had Brian Michael Bendis, Brian K. Vaughan, Robert Kirkman. You have Aaron Collette, I believe is how you pronounce his name. They all had their, various runs on there. Miller wrote from issue 1 to issue 33, and then came back later and wrote issues. No, sorry. He wrote from 1 to 12, and then from 15 to 33. Chuck Austin wrote a gap in there of two issues, 13 and 14. Michael Brian Bendis did 34 through 45. Brian K. Vaughan did 46 through 65, and annual number 1. Mike Carey wrote Ultimate X 4, 1 and 2, which is, again, small ones. Robert Kirkman wrote issues 66 through 93 plus annual number 2. And then Aaron Collette wrote 94 through 100, as well as the X-Men Fantastic Four Annuals 1 and 2 and Ultimate Requiem. And I want to say he wrote Ultimatum as well. Do I have that wrong? No, he wrote Ultimatum. Yeah. Artist-wise, you have a lot. You have Mark Brooks. You have Brandon Peterson, Andrew Kubert, Stuart Immonen, Steve Dillon. I don't have this whole list in front of me. There's Tom Rainey, Ben Oliver, Salvador Lacora, Yannick Pakia, along with Ben Oliver, again, Mark Brooks. Who did all of Mark Brooks did all of Aaron's, right? Oh, Ben Oliver did Ultimate Requiem, X-Men Requiem. Yeah, there's so many. It's hard to even get through the whole list of everybody worked on this series of books. All amazing, by the way. You should check them all out, all 100 issues of them. 100 plus issues, because there's annuals in there as well as crossovers and miniseries. But briefly,
did you accidentally summon me?
Yes, I did. I don't know even how I did that, but I accidentally summoned her. So the list of characters that play out in the Ultimate X-Men are your standard X-Men as well. So you have your originals, you have Professor X, Beast, Colossus, Cyclops, Iceman, Jean Grey / Marvel Girl, Storm, then you have Wolverine, Shadowcat, Nightcrawler, Rogue, Angel, Dazzler, Syndicate, Magician, Bishop, Pyro, Psylocke, Toad. You have Firestar. You have Micromax, Magma, Zero, Armor, Black Box, Black Death, the second Wolverine, which is actually, spoiler alert, Logan's son, Jimmy. You have, let's see, Emma Frost, Havoc, Cannonball, Cypher, North Star, Polaris, Sunspot, Angel, again, Karma, Shinobi Shaw. You have Karen Grant, which is another version of Jean Grey. Doesn't matter. It's Jean Grey. You have Guardian. Hulk was in there at one point. You have Warpath. Husk is one of is in there. For bad guys, you have Magneto, Blob, Mastermind, Quicksilver, Scarlet Witch, Mystique. At one point, Wolverine, because he was all hypnotized. Let's see, Forge is in there. Juggernaut, Longshot, Lorelei, Multiple Man. Did I say Sabretooth already? Sabretooth is in there. Who else? I think they're pretty much everybody. And then you have a bunch of the bad other bad guys. I mean, there's so many. Alpha Flight was in it. They did a really cool version of Alpha Flight, which is Vindicator, Shaman, Jubilee, Sunfire, Sasquatch, Snowbird, and Aurora. Let's see. There's so many they did. I think that's all the main characters. I know I mentioned a lot that you probably don't know. I think that's all of them. And then for main villain, big villains, you had a shit ton of the classics. Apocalypse, you have Arcade, Crimson Dynamo, Fenaris, Hellfire Club, Mojo Adams, you have Omega Red, the Reavers, the Sentinels, Sinister, Strife, and then you have the other crossover characters that come across at one point. Spider-Man, Fantastic Four leads in, like I said, with a miniseries of them. Daredevil shows up. The Ultimates show up. Gambit shows up. Shield is in there sometimes. Yeah, a lot of characters are thrown the 100-plus issues. Of the writers, the stuff that you would know some of them from. Well, Joe Quesada is technically speaking, what is he considered now? Chief Creative Officer, right? No, what is he considered now? I don't even know what he's considered now. I want to say his current job is Chief Creative Officer. Oh, he's retired now. He was Chief Creative Officer, and then he was Editor-in-Chief. I mean, so he's done so much there. Anyways, Joe Quesada is, he's done a lot of things. Amazing artist, amazing writer, amazing editor-in-chief for Marvel Comics. He's worked on pretty much every major character in Marvel, either as a cover artist or interiors. Never had a really long stint on any of them. A lot of onesies. But for DC, he's done Azrael, which he's mentioned he hated, Batman, The Question, The Ray, Spelljammer. He's done covers for Batman. He's written Amazing Spider-Man, Daredevil, Deathlok, Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man, Iron Man. He wrote for Marvel Knights. He did the Punisher one-shot. Technically, it's called a double shot, but it was one issue. Midnight Suns, Miracle Man, NYX, which is a miniseries from in the X-Men scene. It doesn't matter. Sensational Spider-Man, Sleepwalkers, Ultimate Six. He did an issue of What If, or What The, which is kind of like What If, X-Factor, X-51, drawn covers for so many different books, X-Men, Avengers, X-Sanction, let's see, Ultron, 2099 AD, Deathlok, Doctor Strange, Fantastic Four, Siege, New Avengers, Venom, Wolverine, X-Factor, a lot of stuff. He's done a lot of things, but he's most well known for being the editor-in-chief of Marvel. Second longest running Marvel in chief or editor-in-chief of Marvel, right after your boy Stan Lee. Bill Jamis, he wrote a lot of stuff, a lot of Marvel Knights stuff, Marvel Max stuff, like the more mature stuff that he's written. Namor. Wrote a bunch of stuff for like Xenoscope Comics. Can't remember what other stuff he wrote. I didn't pull him up here. That's about it, I think. Let's see. Mark Miller, I've talked about on this podcast before, as well as the main podcast. He's one of my favorite writers of all time. He's most notably, you're going to know him from, he wrote the comic book Kick-Ass, as well as the comic book Kingsman, which have been made into movies. He has a bunch of TV shows. He signed a deal with Netflix to make comic books and write TV and create content for them, as well as actual comic books. One of his best ones he has out through that, published through Image, but produced by Netflix, is Magic Order. Fantastic book. And everyone should read it before it gets gobbled up and made into hopefully a TV show, because a movie would not do justice to that. But he's written, like I said, well, for X-Men, for Ultimate X-Men, as well as regular X-Men. He's written Wolverine, the Ultimates. I've talked on that. He did Marvel Knights, Spider-Man, Ultimate Fantastic Four, regular Fantastic Four. He was the creator of Civil War, which was the basis of the movie Captain America: Civil War. He's written, like I said, Kick-Ass. He wrote Nemesis, is one of my favorite books of all time. Superior, Super Crooks, which I believe they are going to be doing a TV show on. The Secret Service, which is Kingsman. Empress, which is a really good one. He did a book called Chosen, which is also referred to as American Jesus. And then so many things for Image. Jupiter's Legacy, Jupiter's a Circle, Reborn, Starlight, MPH, Chrononauts, Huck, Hit Girl, which is a spinoff from Kick-Ass, The Magic Order, like I said. He has a new one coming out soonish with Matteo Scalaro, which should be pretty cool, because his writing's awesome and Matteo's art is phenomenal. I think that's for the most part. He's worked on Swamp Thing, Batman, The Flash. He did Sonic the Hedgehog. It was weird. Done a lot, so many things. Anyways, that's Mark Miller. He's amazing. You should read his stuff. Adam Kubert, who is an artist. He's worked on so many things. A lot of X-Men stuff, a lot of DC stuff. DC's done Adam Strange, Batman, Doc Savage, Justice League, Sergeant Rock, Star Trek back in the day. It was really weird. Marvel, he's done X-Men, Spider-Man, Captain America, Ghost Rider, Incredible Hulk, a bunch of the Ultimate stuff, Ultimate Fantastic Four, Ultimate X-Men. He did Weapon X. I think that's pretty much it. He did a bunch of covers he's done for different Marvel books. He's amazing. There's also Andy Kubert. He has done a lot of stuff and a lot of different things. DC Comics, Batman. He's done Flash Point, which is the Flash before Watchmen, which is a prequel to Watchmen. Detective Comics, which is Batman and other stuff. For Marvel, Amazing X-Men, Avengers, Captain America, Conan the Barbarian, way back in the day, Ghost Rider, Punisher. Thor, Ultimate Iron Man, like I mentioned last week, Ultimate X-Men, Wolverine, X-Factor, regular X-Men, a lot of stuff he's done. Jeff Johns is actually more famous for his DC work, current as well as past. He's done a little bit of Marvel stuff. He did a issue called Half in 2002 for Ultimate X-Men, but he's worked on The Thing, Vision, The Avengers. He's been all over DC, everyone from Aquaman all the way down to Shazam, and most notably, probably the most notable thing I would say would be his run on Flash and Green Lantern. Flash, he did Flashpoint. He's done Teen Titans, JSA or Justice Society of America, Action Comics, regular Superman, so many things he's done. Final Crisis, Blackest Night, which is the big Green Lantern series. Let's see if I miss anything else. There's so many stuff he's done. He did a Beast Boy series. Like I said, he did the Flash, Batman, Hawkman, Superman, all sorts of stuff. Geoff Johns has been in. Michael Brian Bendis, who is one of my favorite writers. His main thing you'd probably know him from is Ultimate Spider-Man, as well as creating Miles Morales. I can't talk. Who is currently the star of the Oscar award-winning animated movie, which is Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. He created that that character. He killed off the Ultimate series Spider-Man, which I'll get to next week. I just shouldn't have spoiled that right away. He wrote for Daredevil for a long time. He created a book called Alias, which has unfortunately been made into some things. Ultimate X-Men, Ultimate Fantastic Four. He's run for the Avengers quite a lot. Spider-Woman. Let's see. A lot of miniseries. Moon Knight. He wrote one of the graphic novels with Kelly Sue DeConnick for Castle, which is based on the TV show Castle, but it's about the character, not the writer. Let's see, Guardians of the Galaxy, Iron Man, Wolverine, Jessica Jones, I guess you could really say he's that guy. For DC Comics, he wrote a little bit for, I say a little bit. He is currently doing a bunch of stuff there. But he's written for Batman, Man of Steel, Superman, which he's currently writing, as well as Action Comics. He wrote part of issue 1000. He has his, he did Young Justice, which he just started. Let's see. He started his own books called Pearl and Cover, which fall into another series he does. He did Scarlet, which is really good. For Independent, I should say, it's an imprint from Marvel called Icon. He had a book called Powers, which is really good. The first volume of Scarlet, which is really good, or first two volumes, technically. First volume is book one and two of Scarlet, which is a really good book. A book called Brilliant, which is really fun. He had a really good one called The United States of Murder, Inc. But Powers is one of his most popular ones. Unfortunately, it was made into a TV show for the PlayStation Network, and it was decent. They were not willing to put money behind it. They had some really good actors in it, though. But it never went anywhere. It only went two seasons. Obviously, Jessica Jones, like I said, for Netflix, as well as the comic books. He's done so many things. It's ridiculous. Same in Twitch, which is a spinoff from Spawn. It's the detectives from Spawn. I've never read any of the stuff from Calibur. But he did a book called Jinx there for a while, as well as several others that I never read from Calibur Comics. It's Michael Brian Bendis. It's a lot. Brian K. Vaughan, which I will be talking more about later this this year for sure. Hopefully, that he has written so many things. I will say the reason I'll be talking about him later this year is because he did Why Last Man, which is one of my favorite comic books ever written by a human being or sentient life from anywhere, which hopefully will be made into a good TV show. I don't know what FX is doing or not doing or whatever, but that's happening. I really wish someone like HBO or Netflix or even like an Amazon, well, maybe not Amazon because I like to be able to see it in a timely fashion, but someone needs to pick up Ex Machina, which is the I don't want to say follow-up, but the next book he did after Why the Last Man, which is all-time one of my favorite comic books of ever. And it is so fantastic. Let's see. Let's see. What else has he done? I mean, for Marvel Comics, he's written the X-Men. He, I don't want to say created, but basically created The Runaways, which is now a TV show. He wrote one of the best Doctor Strange stories. I don't want to say standalone stories, but collected stories. I want to say it's essentially a miniseries called The Oath, which a lot of it was used in the movie. He wrote, some Captain America, some Wolverine, lots of X-Men. Wrote a What If book. I think he wrote two, actually. Might have written one. I can't remember. No, he wrote one. Batman stuff. The Titans, Young Justice, Superman, Green Lantern, Vertigo. He wrote Swamp Thing for a little bit. Like I said, Wildest Man. Bride of Baghdad, which is a really fucking dope-ass graphic novel he wrote in 2006. He had... right now, he has two ongoing stories through Image Comics. One is Saga, which is one of the best sci-fi books currently running, as well as ever created. Paper Girls, which is technically not over yet. It just came back recently. I talked about it a little bit last month. I don't know if they have an end date really set for it, but it is currently going. Both those are excellent books. He wrote a couple issues of Buffy the Vampire Slayer season 8. He has a independent comic book company called Panel Syndicate, which has done a couple things with Marvel or with Image Comics as producing them. But he wrote two series for it and one shot. He wrote a book called The Private Eye, which is amazing. You can pick it up as a collected trade called The Private Eye. From Image. He did one called Barrier, which is really good. You can get five individual issues of that from Image, as well as digitally from, if you want to go to panelsyndicate.com, you can actually pay what you want for them and read them digitally. Or for free, if you want them for free, you can do them for free. I don't think they actually have a minimum amount. You pay for what you think they are. And he did a one-shot for The Walking Dead, which is actually in canon, agreed by Robert Kirkman, who I'll get to in a little bit here. And so that's pretty crazy. I don't want to ruin that for you. TV shows, he wrote a bunch of episodes of Lost. He wrote he was a showrunner, a writer, and executive producer for Under the Dome, which is a TV show. He was only for 2 years, but he wrote on that. That's the book based on the Stephen King novel. He co-produced Runaways for Hulu, and wrote two episodes. I think I should have pulled that up. He's currently, not confirmed completely on one of these, is confirmed on the other, but he's doing a Mobile Suit Gundam live action movie, and he's supposed to be apparently doing a Silver Surfer movie, which I don't know if that's true or not, but whatever, I'll let him do whatever he wants. So he should, an award winning like crazy, by the way. comic book and stuff, literary awards, not anything else just yet. Hugo Awards and Eisner Awards, British Fantasy Awards, another, some more Eisner, some more Hugo, some Harvey Awards. I mean, there's just so many. He was nominated for as well as won a bunch too. I mean, so good. Plus, he's a really nice guy. I met him once and pretty cool dude. Mike Carey, who has written a lot of stuff, most notably Lucifer for DC Comics, of course, now a TV show, was on Fox, now on Netflix. He did a bunch of Constantine stuff for Hellblazer, Batman, let's see what else, X-Men, Fantastic Four, Ultimate X-Men, I think there's some, he had some Thor stuff, Human Torch or The Torch, bunch of stuff he's done too. I don't even know half this stuff. Robert Kirkman, of course, I mentioned a minute ago, creator of The Walking Dead, current writer of The Walking Dead, creator of one of my favorite superhero books, Invincible, all-around funny dude. I'll talk about him some other time, I'm sure, because he's got a bunch of stuff. But he's written for X-Men, Spider-Man, Captain America, Fantastic Four. He wrote some of the Marvel Zombies stuff. He's written a bunch of stuff for Image. A lot of stuff that has to do with Invincible as well as other stuff. Walking Dead, obviously, is from Image. I think that's really it for the most part. For Robert Kirkman, I think it's actually everybody. Did I get everybody? I got everybody. Yeah, I got everybody. Man, that's a list. Anyways, Ultimate X-Men. Check it out. It's pretty fucking cool. Can't really say much more than that. But yeah, that's it for this week's episode, everybody. Thanks for listening. Next week, tune back in for a wrapping up of the Ultimate Marvel Comics Universe stuff. I'll be officially talking about Spider-Man, Ultimate Spider-Man, because I've run out of the other ones. But anyways, that's it for this week's episode of The Awesome with Cody. Again, I'm your host, Cody, and as usual, let's be...